Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge, and I'm joined today by Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about captains in team sports, how they are variously viewed in terms of importance. We could start with the importance of a hockey captain and debate that, but in the news this week, the naming of a baseball captain by the New York Mets, third baseman David Wright, says he's thrilled. Should baseball teams have or need captains?
Well, he's a Met. There's only so much you can hold on to in life as a Met. One is your contract, and in this case, the other one is being a captain. I'm not sure that this is going to fix what assails this particular organization. I'm not sure that having someone in the same position as Derek Jeter is going to create a Yankees-like mystique. It seems like only New York really needs captains. And adding David Wright, I don't know what it took the Mets so long. Maybe they just didn't have anybody. But this, to me, is almost as meaningless a gesture as you can make in baseball.
Well, every sport grows up in its own way. Each sport has its own ethos. Hockey, you have captains. Soccer, you have captains with the armband, and it's a big deal. There is no reason in the world that you would need a baseball captain other than for show. The Red Sox did it with Jason Varitek. Yep. He actually had the C.
Now that.
I'm saying that was the silliest looking thing I think I've ever seen on a baseball uniform.
And the Mets took great care in announcing that David Wright was their captain and saying that he would not be wearing a C. Somehow, that makes it all right. Jason Varitek made some sense as a captain because he was a catcher. You know, he directs.
Every team's got a catcher. Joe Mauer's not the captain.
He wouldn't be a bad one if you needed one.
But are you wearing the C that says catcher? The designation of the position, or are you wearing a C that...
So what is the purpose of having a baseball cap?
I don't know.
Unlike hockey, where you can talk to the official for all good that does.
That's not why you have a cap.
How many times do you see a discussion with an official in a hockey game, and it's the captain talking to him?
Often.
It could be.
Often.
They all talk to the ref.
Yes, but occasionally when a referee's making a penalty call that needs some explanation, then you'll
see. The captain talks more intelligently to the ref. That's what you want to say.
Captain in any sport, in any team, can be a really important figure if that guy really matters. Really unimportant figure if he doesn't. Well, I've seen teams where the guy wearing the C isn't the captain.
If he matters, why does he have to be the captain? You know, there's some of these automatic leaders. And if, you know, you have to name them the captain to make official what everybody knows, or you have one of these automatic leaders who somehow fail to be named captain, and everybody sits around and worries that the wrong guy's the captain.
Yeah, it's an almost arbitrary designation if it doesn't, it's a chicken and the egg thing, is that your most important player in terms of leadership, which is this ephemeral quality which we look upon on the outside, we can't totally understand exactly how the dynamics work, but inside a locker room, it does matter. The guy who's the most important guy, everyone knows who he is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what's on his jersey. It doesn't matter the official designation. If you look inside the Tampa Bay Lightning locker room, for example, Marty St. Louis is someone who is incredibly respected in that room. I would guess he is as important as anyone else in that room. He's not the captain of the team.
But it's also not about what's going on inside the room. It's about who is the public face of your franchise. And we've seen that in Montreal. Saku Koivu was a beloved captain by part of the populace, but because he didn't learn French, he couldn't be captain anymore. We saw Mike Keane, captain of the Canadiens, for a while. That didn't fly either.
But you look now at the way people look at Matt Sundin, you know, now a revered figure in the Hall of Fame, considered a great captain. There was a period of time where he wore the C in Toronto, and Gary Roberts was the captain of the team. There was no question who the leader of the team was, but someone else wore a C.
We all have seen hockey teams make captains out of players that they think need to be boosted that way. It's going to make them better players. I've never seen it really work that way.
Well, we saw Eric Lindros as captain of Team Canada in 1998, but I always viewed that as Bob Clark kind of feathering his own nest, trying to placate Lindros on a team that had Gretzky and Bork and everybody else. Eric Lindros, is he still a relatively young man?
How many NFL captains can you name? There are 200 or so.
Well, that's the thing, is every time they flip a coin, you've got a rotating cast of characters who comes out to decide on whether it's going to be heads or tails. Again, There's a difference between leadership in the locker room in most sports and the officially sanctioned designation that goes with it. And hockey's kind of the exception. Hockey, there's actually roles and it's defined. But like in basketball, everyone knows who the most important player on every team is. Has nothing to do with being a captain. Has to do with being a star. Like LeBron James runs whatever team he's on. You don't need to call him a captain. No. And calling him a captain would, again, be a completely superficial designation.
But the designations in football are different. And they don't matter to the public because the public isn't there at practice every day. Who's running the workouts to start the practice? Who's checking the locker room? Who's doing it in the meetings? Captains are a pretty important guy on a football team. They're just not important to the public in the same way.
Do captains take complaints and messages and matters of interest from the dressing room to the coaching office, the front office? Could that be considered an important role?
It is an important part, but what we've seen recently, last couple of years, in all sports are these so-called leadership groups. It's the captain and some veterans. I mean, Ken Hitchcock was famous for this everywhere he has gone, and he has continued the thing in St. Louis. You get your elder statesman, but the captain is the centerpiece of this. And indeed, talking about centerpieces, if you go into an NHL dressing room, the captain invariably will be sitting in the room looking out from a central location because he is going to be the vortex of everything that goes on.
And if you go back to last summer's Olympics, where the big story for Canada was the women's soccer team, the head coach, John Herdman, took a group of senior players on that team. Yes, he had a captain, but he had three or four girls that were his main advisors. For anything that was going on the team, they came to him. Sure. He went to them, and it worked very well for that group.
An important distinction that you pointed out there, Captain Podcast. That's it. Till next time, we gather this way on TSN, the Reporters Podcast.